Kindergarten daf mesecht is but mitzi daf kuf dal begins with basic tis vast begins with gemara ahani ksiba li gadoi. That oh, so what's the significance of the writing? That if it goes down the price. So the Tosfos is going to say, hey, mashma loyma, how do you see this to say that mashakas of loy, that he writes in the words, tashlumin de isloch alai, the payment that you have on me, kol kovel, all it's worth, dichi. What do you see from those words? Mahani l'shoim toim al gabe bonim, that he should be allowed to take it off from his kids. She toya mag shaloyma, that the questioner would make the mistake to say, shalakach kasab loikin, that that's why he wrote it, that's what the Gemara thought. What's the habamina? If someone says, we can say, is the achim mashmalei l'magsha, this is how the questioner understands it, that teshlumin d'islech olai, the payment that you have on me, loimi koyach tchilas hamilva, not from the power of the original loan, shakavan nefrata, because you already paid that back, but this is not much going to give me the security. Ki knesiv loch, when I was marked into visha altali, and then you lent it to me, val shela zu, and on this loan, yesh lecha teshlumin lov, that you have payment on that, or on me, is the girsa. And val kein magsha, that's why he asked, lamatzak lechtav loikach, why does he have to write like this? Kedei l'shom demagav abonav, to take it off from his kids, which that's what it sounds like. It's like, okay, now that's the debt. But lavachinam, even without that, husham to, he can take it off because we may not cut the le'am mashkin. By default, he acquires the security. But we'll look at the le'aloiva, even if the borrower is not magnet him. But then it's between me and Zev, keep him like kasavalu loy. Since you're saying that if he wouldn't write it to who potter mina giroin, okay, so that's what we're saying, and no, the ksil is for giroin. Not like the havimina, it's for giroin. So you tell me, without that, he would be exempt from giroin. So if that's the case, mitzahu, so then actually the mitzah shleikachem, that he shouldn't take it. Because that's what the Torah is telling you. How is he being permitted through this writing to do that? It's going against what the Torah says. From his willingness, the borrower acquires it to him, because he gave it to him for many days. And since he's marked it to him, then it's not really like any more returning of a security. Rather, it's like the returning of a loan. And on that, we don't say that the borrower is parted from paying the pras of the shtamshas. Another part you could say is that Rabbanan, who the talking is, the rabbis who instituted shichtav that you should write like this, kedish lo yimna, you're right, it's a rabbinic injunction that could go against the Torah, so that shlo yimna hamava malachzer, so that the lender should not hold back from giving it back, and we should take a hill, just like Hill instituted Prozbul, which goes against the Torah, Lefisha Rosh, or Yunim No, and Malahabas, because you saw people held back from lending, as we bring in the Mishnah Shvi'is in the 10th parak, and therefore that's the same Svara over here. Then, okay, you take away whatever would be the weakening of the land. Now, I, says Tais, is coming to answer, he says, Masnitin, in our Mishnah, on Oman Aleph, Diktani that we learned, we evaluate how much it would have made. Gavim Makabal Sada, by the guy who took a field for a contract with Vietnam, he left it lacking. So, but there's a kachash of the ara. So it's yeah, in the bar kachash of the ara. That's besides of the kachash of the ara, because you have to discount that. Or you know, another part you could say, hachadavka. No, it's here specifically. Give a shum shemi. But sesame is the mechshe yosu with that really weakens it very much. So for the menachem, then he held okay. Since you didn't do that, you take that away. In contrast to wheat. And if man dechayish like kachash kufna, and even according to the one that is concerned for the weakening of the grapevine, here he agrees to Ravashi that we're not concerned, which it seems to be like a separate idea, that even according to the one of Baba Kamen that says that if his animal damaged the Gefanim of Shimon before it was Nigmar Bishulai, he pays him the Gefanim, but he diminishes what the Karka did not get weakened with its growth. However, here he would agree to Ravashi that you're not Menaka, the Kirisha Karka, like we said in our Mishnah. Next is Masal Tabigit Mitzgemara Ha'iska Palga Milva Palga Pekod. That's half loan, half in the deposit. Which takes it bother with a question, which is coming to answer. Masnid Dezu Netzach that we end up some chesim nalf that says already there's a locha dimashim chem and ilmetz sachar that you cannot have the storekeeper to get half the profit. Some kein lezim hulu. So what takes bother with is coming to answer. He said loish. I mean, we didn't learn to have a Palga Milva Palga Pekod. That didn't tell us that Half it is a loan, half it is deposit, which that was what seemingly the halacha was telling us, that you can't just get half the profits. And the reason is because the chevron is mekabel d'achrayis on all of the laws until half of the payers. Comes out that the half is mekabel d'achrayis is like a loan, and if you're going to get equal profit, comes out that the chevron was putting effort in the portion of the balabais without any payment, and that would seem like to be a problem of ribis. So seemingly, if that's the case, what are we teaching over here? We already know this halacha of the heter isker from over there. And that's the thesis. But to have, I mean, I would have thought to say that tfei mepalgam b'kadin hava, that that truth is that the chemini is chayiv nachrayis on a little bit less than half of the pears, and still be forbidden to him to make the profits of half the profits, because that little difference would not be considered as a significant schar mole. And Rafalachi by schar mole came to like a trade tulsi pekodin, since there's no 2/3 of the deposit. So from the Mishnah, we wouldn't know that up until half Yechav Nachrayis, and therefore we needed the teaching of Nadoi to teach exactly this point. I would have said that yes, Yechav Nachrayis on half would not help, even if you mekabel Schar Amalei on its own. Nadoi comes to tell us that even on the Mech Salva, it helps Schar Amalei on its own. Right, it says not to begin with the little Mishnah Beishichar, you can't use it for drinking beer, because Shekhar Shemetziah, because when he spends it, the lender loses out, because his principal is not there anymore. It doesn't have much to rely on. And therefore, though, quote unquote, have it as a loan, he can't just use it for his own personal needs, like buying a beer.